This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The National Institutes of Health director is telling Congress that AstraZeneca's suspension of its COVID-19 vaccine study shows there will be no compromise on safety in developing the shots. AstraZeneca has put on hold its late-stage studies in the U.S. and other countries while it investigates if a British volunteer's potentially unexplained illness is related to vaccination or a coincidence. NIH Chief Dr. Francis Collins pledged that science will be behind decisions of if and when any COVID-19 vaccine is good enough for widespread use. AstraZeneca's shot is one of three vaccines in late-stage testing in the United States. Teachers in at least three U.S. states have died after bouts with the coronavirus since the dawn of the new school year. A teachers' union leader worries that the return to in-person classes will have a deadly impact across the U.S. if proper precautions are not taken. Ashley DeMartinez was just 34 when she died Sunday. She taught social skills and special education in Missouri. A third-grade teacher died Monday in the state of South Carolina, and two other educators died recently in Mississippi. It's unclear how many teachers in the U.S. have become ill with the coronavirus since the new school year began. The world has hit yet another COVID-19 milestone, surpassing 900,000 deaths from the virus. The United States and Brazil together make up more than a third of those deaths. The number of infections is more than 27.7 globally. And again, teachers in at least three states have died after bouts with the coronavirus since the dawn of the new school year. A teachers' union leader worries that the return to in-person classes will have a deadly impact across the United States if precautions aren't taken.